whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
That's right, Mitch Holthus, brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. It's also brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City
what
Chiefs.
What did Stank say last week? Remember we were talking about Schlereth. What did he? Oh, Detroit was most best positioned to win in the Super Bowl or something like that. Something really asinine. Like, I'm not kidding, Dusty. The more I hear from like former players on TV talk about the Chiefs, the more I wonder, like, what are you watching? Like, do you even have a clue about the game?
Mitch, do you want to tell Bob to stay focused?
I don't have to tell Bob to stay focused. He's focused. He's not always focused on the right thing, but he's focused, Dusty.
Yeah. You know? But I think you're sitting there listening to me going, preach, Bob, preach.
Yeah. I think this year, have we not heard more preposterous stuff?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Stank, RG3, Dan Orlovsky, like everybody. It is preposterous.
Well, and I wonder if just some producer sitting there in a production meeting going, you know, let's clickbait this. We know Chiefs are immediate clickbait. Why don't you just jump in there and say something stupid about the Chiefs and that'll get all kinds of activity going. I thought that it was the highest level in 22, which, you know, that predicated me saying you can doubt, dislike, disrespect, you got to deal with the Chiefs. That came oozing out that season because of the stuff that was said about Tyreek Hill and the Chiefs are done. And
yep.
But I think we've eclipsed it this year, you guys. I just every day I'm seeing something, hearing something, seeing something of like, oh my gosh, what are we doing here? But it's all good. That just fuels this team.
Yep.
It fuels Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the rest of this team. It's actually a motivator. So I guess let her rip.
Yeah.
We could get frustrated. Just let them get motivated.
Mitch, I want to ask you this question because there's a lot of young and successful players on this team that have only been in the league 2, maybe 3 years, heck, maybe even 4. What's that say for you?
Dusty, Matt McMullen and I, earlier this week, we did a Defending the Kingdom podcast, and we jump into this for like 40 minutes. But it's an equation that we put together of E squared equals question mark. And trying to solve for the variable here. But the E squared is, first of all, an unusual amount of youthful, successful playoff experience. Let me just give you a couple of examples. The defensive backs, the 9 defensive backs on the current Chiefs roster going into the playoffs are a collective 39-2.
Oh, my God.
Now, hang on. This gets better. The 2 losses are Justin Reed's when he was a Houston Texan. And one of those was to the Kansas City Chiefs in the 51-31 comeback from 24-7 game.
Uh-huh.
More. The offensive line is 44-6 in the playoffs. And 3 of those 6 are Joe Tooney Patriot losses. Another one is the linebackers. The linebackers are 21-3 in the playoffs. And one of those is a Joshua Uche New England loss. Another one is a Drew Tranquil Charger loss. And then there's the now become obvious ones of Mahomes, obviously being 15-3 in the best QBR in NFL history in the playoffs. And then what Kelce has done is just stupid crazy. 165 catches, better than any pass catcher ever. He's zooming in on all of Jerry Rice's postseason records. So there's just this amazing amount of successful playoff experience. That's the first E. The second E, which I think is an interesting discussion this morning, and I focus my minute with Mitch that I know Dusty watches every week on KSHB, Channel 41.
Every week?
I know you do. It's called appointment viewing. It's so awesome. Mm-hmm. There are 3 guys. This is the energy. DeAndre Hopkins has played in this league, you guys, 13 years. He's never won in the divisional playoff round. He's only won 2 wild card games. And the last playoff game D-Hop had was against the Chiefs as a Houston Texan in the 51-31 game back in 2019. Kareem Hunt, remember, dismissed from the team. What, early December of 2018, missed all of this fluff and stuff that's happened since then. He's never won in the divisional playoff round. He's gone one playoff game. Hollywood Brown has got one playoff win in 6 years. He's never won in the divisional playoff round. I think that brings a surge of energy. You combine that with the experience that the Chiefs have with a young team. Here's another nugget. Last year, the Chiefs were the youngest team to win back-to-back Super Bowls in NFL history. That's what you carry into the playoffs in January of 25. And I'm not sure I've heard Dan Orlovsky say any of that. But
no.
That's just another matter.
But that doesn't get you the click on it. Speaking of the dumb, Mitch, and there was a lot of dumb this week around the team and around the national media saying that they threw the game on purpose to not see Cincinnati. Yeah. To me, hearing RG3, who played in the league, say this makes me wonder, did you really play in the league if you have those comments? Because every player wants to set themselves up to have these buys. And it's former players talking about this kind of stuff. Like, when are people going to realize, like, the Chiefs don't give a rip of who they play, where they play, and how they play them. They're just going to beat your ass.
I mean, these guys are making Lloyd Christmas look smart, right?
So the owner of the Raiders?
But, yeah. Is he the new owner of the Raiders? I didn't know. Last I saw him, he was like, hit the bird with the cork of the champagne bottle and killed the bird at the fundraiser.
You'll have to excuse my friend. The place you're looking for is 3 miles that way.
that way. oh my gosh, the ludicrous factor has grown. But there's just some real strength for this Chiefs team going into the playoffs. And the rest versus rust thing, I mean, we can get into that. I've been hit with that on national shows too, and I'm going, whoa, stop. These guys have played more games than any team by far, especially in the last six seasons, but even the group, the bulk of this group, which has played the last three, you're talking 58 games that they played. Now, this rest will be used wisely by this team. They already are. I mean, they're going to be up and running today now. They're cooking today. They'll use it and be ready to go. So don't hit me with that one.
But why do people, though, Mitch, like at the beginning of the year, talk about how important it is to get that bye? Then they get the bye, and everybody goes, "Well, they're going to be rusty." I just don't know.
Yeah, well, you want to give back the
like
bye,
the
then?
Swallows returning from Capistrano, Mitch. It's the same thing every year.
Oh my gosh, You know what? We have the bye, but we're going to forfeit that. We want the 7 seed because that would be on the road and we'll get all rid of all the rust
that
has been there since the 4 hours of rest that this team has had. So no, I mean, we've said it before, the bye in the NFL might be the most coveted thing to achieve of any of the major sports in the regular season because it's a one and out. I mean, you're playing best of three, best of five, best of seven in baseball, same in the NBA, same in the NHL. You don't have that in this. This is a one and out like the NCAA tournament. And so, yeah, take the bye, move it, use it. The Chiefs are. They will.
I want to bring this up to you as we're talking to Mitch Holtis.
I was going to tell you this, though, too. Here's another stat on Mahomes will have the previous quarterback that had the longest rest from his last regular season game to the playoffs was 22 days. And that was Warren Moon in 1993. Lost to the Chiefs in the divisional playoff round that year. Mahomes will break that record. He'll have 23 days since his last game until he plays against whomever our opponent's going to be. So, yeah, take that one. Orlovsky will like, oh, my God, that means he'll never win. So, not so much. But that's another rest versus rest nugget that the knuckleheads can chew on.
Yeah, it's all Mahomes rest versus rust. But Jalen Hurts over here, who I don't think's played a game in a month, he doesn't get any sort of conversation like that. Mitch, I want to bring this up because – coaching, obviously, huge in the playoffs. Andy Reid has a bye. Like, how does Andy Reid use this time, or how does he kind of get the guys ready with the bye week? Because, obviously, we piggyback on the rest versus rust. It's not like they're not going to be practicing, you know, like they normally would, or going through the reps that they normally should during this playoff run that they're so, equipped to going through.
Bob, what'd you do to get him focused? Because that's an awesome question.
I put it on the sheet.
It must be playoff time. You put it on the sheet. Nice. That's a great tactic. What a great strategy.
Yeah, thank you.
Andy.
Hey, I'm coaching my guy. I'm the Andy Reid of this show now, Mitch, okay? Got to coach my guys.
That's two things, and there's a big Andy Reid. One of part of his genius is coaching coaches. I mentioned last week in the Week 18 game, he'll give responsibilities. Well, Week 18 game that you can't move the needle. We've seen it years and years. You know, the several years they've had it, where he'll give coaching responsibilities to younger coaches. We covered that, but here's where that continues. The coaching academy continues because basically he'll divide up the staff. You have four possible opponents. Now, we've played every one of these since, what, the 8th of December. That's unique as well. We played the entire AFC field.
Yep.
We played 8 of our 17 games against the whole tournament. But we've played everybody in this tournament. Even going back, it's the Chargers game. So you're talking since December the 10th. We played everybody. So it's pretty fresh. But he'll divvy up the staff by fours, you know, and everybody look. We'll create little teams. And then watch all four of these games. But the other thing, and I think this is unique to this year, Dusty, you asked a question, is the fact that this sets up a second training camp. Because Samaje Perine wasn't at camp. DeAndre Hopkins wasn't at camp. Juju Smith-Schuster wasn't at camp. And it's not the physical nature of getting in shape. You don't do that at this time of year. But what you do is refine what you've got, add to what you have. Because when you're in the throes of just getting week to week to trying to win, and especially the nutty 3 and 11 days, you're just doing things tyranny of the urgent. This gives you a chance, this bye week and this kind of mini training camp, to back up, look at everything, and then we're going to add this. And you have time to get that installed and rep it, as well as review everything you have. So this is extremely valuable time, especially with this team. There are so many key guys that were not in St. Joseph.
You mentioned the 3 games in 11 days, and it got me thinking. Those 3 games in 11 days, for a lot of people, could have been the end of their season, right? And, oh, we got to do this, we got to deal with that. They think about it all year, it gets in the way. Andy does a great job of making them focus on the moment. But I would say those 3 games in 11 days, those are the 3 best games maybe they've played all year.
That's where it's impressive. And I don't know if Dan Orlovsky said that or not.
Probably not, because it makes sense.
Well, Rex Ryan is going to be like he's.
God, I hope the Jets hire him. Please do that.
We can now have a convention of these guys. And they would not be at Pooch's in Smith Center. They couldn't even get to the boundaries of Smith County. But the fact that where we at, I got off track.
I don't know. But, oh, 3 and 11. Going 3 games in 11 days. They play their best football.
Yeah. So, no, good point. Good point. Because we're looking at Pittsburgh and Houston. That little stretch right there, I mean, they're going to have to rally to win these games because most everyone is picking their opponent to beat them in the first round of the playoffs. Well, that 3-11 pretty much roughed up the Steelers to the point where our perception of the Steelers is completely different nationally than it was prior to that 3-11. Then the same with the Texans. And they're losing Tank Dell, got it. But think of the perception of Houston prior to the 3 games in 11 days, and then what it is now. I mean, most people think it's be a big upset if they beat the Chargers tomorrow. So, yeah, you're right. And here's Andy Reid that takes it, uses it, and it's a testimony to the guys on this team that their best football was during the most challenging of times. But aren't we seeing the attributes of what we've seen from the Chiefs, especially in this last 2 years? And we can go back to their other playoff success, that it seems like when it's the toughest, they figure this out. Down 10. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that, of course, is Patrick Mahomes. It's the way the cat's wired.
You know, you mentioned, you know, the Chargers this weekend. We've all been there in sports. These guys are kind of creatures of habit. What do you think about the Rams and the Chargers this weekend with everything that they have to deal with from a human side out there in California?
Well, it could be May or April, and it's horrible. But now you're in the playoffs and dealing with this, and it's got to be a gigantic distraction. Plus, but I don't want to say that as trying to diminish this disaster, because if it was in May, it would be brutal on these guys and gals and the people that work in that area. And the other part of it is they're going, well, their home's not up in the main area of the fire. Think about the air quality now in that basin. L.A. sits down in a basin. You know this. Mm-hmm. And so the air quality is going to be affected by these fires for quite a while. And so That comes into play as well. But to worry about is, where are my loved ones? Are my loved ones taken care of? Where's my, you know, my lifelong accumulation of things that I want to keep? These players have memorabilia, whether from the college days or the pro days. Where's all that? What do we do with all that? And will I have a place when I come back? I've seen that quote from several players. It's just, it's rough. Wow. And prayers up, man. Yeah. Prayers up for these guys. But for the Rams and Chargers in particular, a lot of these guys have temporary homes, just like a lot of our guys do here. Their base of operations is somewhere else. But they've got, but still, where they're living right now, all of it's affected in the entire LA area, if not directly by the fire, by air quality.
Mm. Mitch, if you had to guess, who they're going to play in the second round?
Who knows, Dusty? I still think Houston's going to pull this out for whatever reason.
I think so, too.
Well, C.J. Stroud has something that Herbert does not. You know what that is?
Postseason win.
Thank you. Yeah, Stroud won last year.
But Orlovsky will tell you how great, you know, Herbert is.
He is great.
Justin Herbert's played one playoff game. One.
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 One. And blew a huge lead.
One. So we're at 2021, 22, 23, 24. We're in his fifth season. He has one playoff game that he did not win. Look what Pat did from 18, 19, 21, 22 in his first 5 years as a starter. So I think Herbert's good. I think Harbaugh's good. That'll give him the best chance. But it's all about J.K. Dobbins and running the ball. If Houston can somehow mitigate the run game of Dobbins, then they'll have a shot. Because I think Stroud will play better. And I think there's enough time now where they've been able to at least deal with the shock of the Tank Dell injury to figure out, hey, we got to move on here. Who knows with the Bills, Broncos? Broncos will get ornery with those guys. They will get real ornery. And still, Buffalo's got to prove they can stop people. They would have lost to the New England Patriots in that first game if there wasn't that crazy lateral pass for an easy touchdown. That's a 24-21 game. And basically 10 of those points were handed to Buffalo. So New England moved the ball on the Bills. So I think, you know, Denver's going to make that really interesting. And I just don't know how much juice the Steelers have. Mm. And I think Baltimore's playing really good football. So that one seems to be more of the obvious one. The other two, a little murky.
All right, Mitch. Well, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the week off, and then get ready to get into Mitch Holtis, the real season of Mitch Holtis as the voice of the Chiefs. We appreciate the time, Mitch.
You got it. And the skill guys on this team, well, overall, the Chiefs will take 290 playoff wins on their roster into the postseason. And they will do it. They will do it with one of the youngest teams in the league and the youngest team to ever win back-to-back. We're chasing history, boys. This is getting real.
This is getting real,
and we're in the middle of it.
Stay focused, Mitch.
Okay. All right.
Take care.
Thanks, Dusty.
You bet.
Thanks, Bob.
You got it.